It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. I'm in Tyler tonight for the season opener for the defending state champions, Dawson Boys Blackjack Boys basketball team. They're here taking on a big rival, Russell Tyler Ruthen, the Knights. Both teams on the floor warming up here, and they got always a nice crowd here. Fantastic facility here. A fairly new gymnasium, part of the RTR High School here, football complex. Just an amazing, amazing facility here at Russell Tyler Ruthen High School. And we're ready to get the basketball season underway. And, of course, unless you're had your head in the sand the last winter, of course, the Dawson Boys Blackjacks, they were the Class A state champions. And what a year that was. We'll be talking about that for many years to come. It sure was a lot of fun broadcasting the Blackjack games all season long, especially in section play, and then down at the state tournament last year where they beat Cherry for the state championship. Let's talk about the Blackjacks from last year before we get into this year's squad. Last year, Dawson Boyd had 30 wins on the season and just three losses. Those losses came to very good teams, Cherry, Albany, and then Del Rapids in the tournament. Of course, state champions, they went undefeated in section play last year, 19 wins and no losses. Undefeated in the Camden Conference last year, 16 wins and no losses. Last year, they opened up the season with RTR at home, and they beat the Knights 88-54. RTR, on the other hand, 21 wins last year and 6 losses. They did graduate a couple outstanding seniors. Of course, they play in the Red Rock Conference, 21-6 record. They were 15-3 in the Red Rock Conference last year, just behind Hills Beaver Creek, who Dawson Boyd beat in the section championship game last year. I think it was 59-52. The Blackjacks beat Hills Beaver Creek. So Hills Beaver Creek, they were the Red Rock Conference champions, and RTR is right behind them, followed by Southwest Minnesota Christian. The Knights this year, they've got their go-to guy, Tyler Wickman. Wickman is a senior this year. He can score a lot of points, so you'll be hearing his name a lot as well. Let's talk about this year's Blackjack team. Actually, let's go into the State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight. First for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, some familiar names and some new names. Gunnar Liebel will lead the Blackjacks this year. Gunner's a 6'1" senior guard. Then Jackson Hasted. Jackson will wear number 2. He's a 6'4" junior forward. He got some varsity time, played a couple great games last year. I remember one of the section games he played outstanding. Then we got Landon Malachek. Landon will wear number 1 this year. He's 6'6" and a junior post player, Landon Malachek. Number 10, Cale Tufto. Cale is a guard at 6'1" and a sophomore. And then Ace Larson. Ace is a forward, a junior at 6'. He'll wear number 11. You notice I didn't mention Carson Stratmon's name. He's not starting tonight. He's actually not even playing because of an injury. So Carson is out tonight, maybe for a couple games here. I think it was a calf pull or something like that. So the Blackjacks will miss Carson today. He is outstanding, one of the starters last year in that state championship team. So that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for Dawson Boyd. Of course, they're coached by Corey Larson, assisted by Kiefer Stratmon, Justin Wager, and Jason Boyk. For the Russell, Tyler Ruthen, nice tonight. Number two, Gavin Shears. Shears is a 6'1" senior. Number four, Jewel Drake. Drake is a 5'11" senior. Number 14, Jens Drake, a 6-foot senior. Number 20, Tyler Wickman. Wickman's a 5'11" senior. Number 40, Colton Thompson. Thompson's 6'4" and a senior. The Knights are coached by Darren Gravely, assisted by Ted Kern, Sawyer Hansen, Jeff Hansen, and Carter Hansen. So if you noticed, recognize Sawyer Hansen, one of the assistant coaches for RTR, Canby High School graduate and former Canby coach. He's here in Tyler now teaching. He had a nice visit with him before the game here. He just moved to Tyler. So that's your little connection there. And that wraps up your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for both the Blackjacks and the Knights. I want to thank Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison, for sponsoring the State Farm starting lineups in all sports all season long here on Q92. Wow, what a JV game we had earlier. Just completed a few minutes ago. It was a barn burner. It was back and forth. RTR came out on top, 51-50, a one-point win for the Knights over the Blackjacks in the JV game. And I did not get a C-Squad score earlier tonight. There's other games in the Camden Conference. Some teams kicking off their season as well. Lacaparral Valley under new head coach Joel Voorhees. They're on the road to Graceville tonight to take on Border West. Border West, they got a new gym, I understand. So Eagles will be getting updates from that game. We'll see Lacaparral Valley boys basketball team tomorrow night when they host the Montevideo Thunderhawks. And you'll hear that game right here on Q92 tomorrow night. Other Camden Conference teams playing tonight, Lakeview, they're at home against Red Rock Central. And McCray Wolverines kind of have a long road trip to open up their season. They're in Sleepy Eye to take on Sleepy Eye St. Mary's. I want to thank our sponsors again for the sponsorship of the basketball season. Of course, as I mentioned, State Farm Insurance, Subway for our Subway pregame show. We're going to name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game as always. They get a nice T-shirt from Neon Needles. And Wow Auto Wash, Brent Mosing over there in Dawson, sponsoring the play of the game, Wow Auto Wash. And, of course, Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Show. Thank Monica. She sponsored the halftime show for many years here on Q92. All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. They're going to play the national anthem. Got a great crowd here in Tyler tonight. Well, we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty,
A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodnable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
What you gonna do with all the money you save
at Jubilee Foods in Madison, Minnesota? Check their flyer each and every week for big savings. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Jubilee Foods in Madison is your locally owned grocery store. They bag your groceries and carry them right to your car. Jubilee Foods, Madison.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
And be sure to like Jubilee Foods on Facebook.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
Welcome back to Russell Tyler Ruthen High School, everybody. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're about ready to get the boys' basketball season underway. Blackjacks and the Knights. Blackjacks had 30 wins last year. Of course, they're without Boyk and Yamlin. Boyk and Yamlin played a big part in that championship season last year for Dawson Boyd. They're both at SMSU on the basketball team there. So we'll see how the Blackjacks respond here. Blackjacks in their white uniforms are facing me. I'm on one end of the court broadcasting. And here's Landon Malachek, a 6'6" post player, jumping center for Dawson Boyd. And we are underway. Opening tip-off belongs to Dawson Boyd. Gunnar Lebo looks like man-to-man defense for Russell Tyler Ruthen. Lebo will get the basketball a lot. And he is traveled. Oh, he's pushed. He was triple-teamed. You're going to see Gunnar Lebo. The basketball be in his hands most of the time, I'm guessing, for Dawson Boyd. Lebo right below me here, inbounding the ball. Underneath the black check basket, throws it in, and it's intercepted, picked off, going in for the layup is number two, Gavin Shears, and he scores on the layup, and he is fouled. Foul was on number 10, Cale Tufto, a sophomore point guard for Dawson Boyd. So Gavin Shears goes to the free throw line. His free throw is good. 3-0 RTR. Here's Gunner bringing the ball across midcourt, right on the Knight logo. Beautiful gymnasium here. Oh, they go down low, and a shot up, and good. there by number one, Landon Malachek, his first basket this year. And it's 3-2 RTR. Here's a three-pointer from the corner by Jules Drake. It's good from deep in the corner, a three-pointer for RTR, and it's 6-2. Blackjacks, Jackson Hasted over to Gunner. Gunner loses the ball and goes out of bounds, and the RTR Knights are fired up. Colton Thompson, got a hand on there, but Gunner touched it last. That went right below me. Had a good view of that one. Here's a three-pointer. Up, no good by the RTR. Knights rebound and going in for the layup is Colton Thompson. Wow, Thompson attempted a three-pointer for RTR at the top of the key. No good. He followed his shot, got his rebound, and put it up and in. 8-2, your score. Liebel, jump shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by the Knight, Tyler Whitman. 8-2, RTR. To start the ball game here. Glad you're with us on Q92. We're also streaming online. Here's a three-pointer by Jules Drake. Again, that's no good. We got a foul going for the rebound. RTR in their dark blue uniforms. Blackjacks in their white. Jackson Hasted inbounds the ball to Liebel. A little half-court pressure here put on by the Knights. They have a six-point lead. Liebel, top of the key, drives to the free throw line, slips, almost fell down, got his balance, puts the shot up, no good, and rebounded there by the Knights. Here's Jules Drake, down quickly, spin move in the paint. Oh, good defense there by number 10 of the Blackjacks, Cale Tuftel. Here's a jump shot, and it's good by number 4, Jules Drake. He's got 5 points, and Coach Corey Larson calling a timeout. It's 10-2 RTR. We'll take a break and be back with more Blackjack basketball right after this.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Down by 8 points to start the ball game here. Now, Blackjacks turn the ball over again. Knights with the basketball. They lead 10-2. Jump shot, no good. That's Jules Drake. He's got the hot hand. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be along with Dawson Boyd. The Knights, Jules Drake, a three-pointer and a field goal for 5 points. He leads all scorers. Blackjacks will bring the ball up the floor. Here's Jackson Hasted, crossover dribble at the top of the key. Jackson dishes it off there to Cale Tuftel. Remember, Stratmone is injured. He's on the bench. Here's Hasted for three from the corner. No good. Liebel with the rebound, and they pull it out, and a three-pointer by Liebel from the top of the key. What a nice rebound by Liebel, and then he backpedaled and shot a three. Here's a three right back by Colton Thompson. The Knights answer it right back, and it's 13-5 RTR. Going in and driving to the basket for is Jackson Hasted. Hasted with his first basket of the season. 13-7 RTR. Now the ball stolen. What a nice steal there by Hasted. And he was fouled as he's going to the basket. Quick hands there by Hasted. You know, Hasted, 6'4", big kid, man, he can move. Landon Malachek comes out, and number 11 in, number 5, Caden Brent in. Here's Ace Larson for three, good! Ace Reese Larson drops a three from the corner, and it's 13-10. Here come the Blackjacks. Big three-pointer there by Ace Larson. Knights with the basketball. Here's a three-pointer by Colton Thompson off the rim. Larson tries to save it and can't. And it'll remain RTR basketball. Braden Nibby comes in for the Knights. Three-point lead for RTR. They lob it in to Thompson. Down low they go. Nice pass, and the new guy, Nibby, just comes in, and he scores. You're sitting on the bench, and 3 seconds later, you're getting a basket. Five-point lead, 15-10. Here's Lebel, baseline jumper, good by Gunnar Lebel. 15-12, Knights. Gunner made that look easy, and now Gunner, oh, he collided hard there with Lane Wickman, the sophomore point guard, and Gunner's going to be whistled for a foul. 15-12, Knights. 13-21 to play here in the first half here in Tyler tonight. We're streaming online if you want to text a friend or call a friend. Out of the 92.1 viewing area, listening area. So you can listen online. 15-12 Knights. Here's number 50 in. His long three-pointer, that's Kirkhart. And that's way off. No good. Blackjacks with the ball. Down low, they go to the basket. And Jackson Hasted spin move off the backboard. No good. Knights get it back. They have a three-point lead. Blackjack playing a little better, tough defense now. Here's Shears to Thompson, and a reach-in foul by Hasted. That might be, is that Jackson's second personal foul? Let's see. No, that's his first. 15-12, three-point lead for Russell Tyler-Ruthen. Knights will inbound it underneath their own basket. They get it into Shears. He drives in the paint. Good defense. Shears gets the ball back and scores. Boy, a lucky bounce of the basketball there because Cale Tufto knocked it out of Shears' hands, and it bounced right back into him. Here's Gunner going to the basket. Scores! And he's fouled. Gunner Lebel. Hard right up the middle, right in the paint. And he was fouled by number 5, Lane Wickman. So Gunner's going to go to the free throw line, try to make it a three-point play, and cut this RTR lead to 2. He's at the line. Gunner has the basketball. And here's the free throw, and it's good. Lebel, 2, 4, 7, 8 points for Gunner. 12:20 to play. First half, long three-pointer in the corner by the Knights. No good. Rebound by Lieber. He throws a football pass down to Caden Brent, and Brent is fouled. Oh, they're going to call it for a travel. Oh, my. Caden Brent whistled for a travel, and now we got a timeout on the floor. Hey, it's just a two-point lead, 17-15. With 12:14 to play, we'll take a commercial break. We'll be back with more basketball from Tyler right after this.
769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
All right, timeout's over. RTR goes down and scores. And a point there for the Knights. Now they intercept the Blackjack ball. Knights lead by 5, 20-15 here in the first half. Knights go to the basket, and they score number 22. Braden Nibby with his second basket of the night. Well, the Blackjacks, when we took that timeout at the before commercial, they were only down by 2, 17-15, and now two quick baskets for the Knights, and it's 22-15. Landon Malachek, the 6'6" post player for Dawson Boyd, back in the game. And here's the free throw from Braden Nibby. His free throw's good. And Braden Nibby off the bench has 5 points for the night. Liebel. Picked off by Nibby. Boy, the Blackjacks turning the ball over too many times here in the last few minutes. Here's a three-pointer by the Knights, number 20. Wickman, no good, and we got a rebound underneath and a push, and it'll be a foul, I think, on Malachek. Paul Ramo here in Tyler tonight. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, the defending state champions, opening up their season here against the Knights. Knights have the ball and the lead. The ball underneath their own basket. Lob it in to Nibby. 23-15 RTR. Passing around the perimeter. This is Jewel Drake. He had a hot hand early to start the game. Oh, he falls down, keeps his dribble. Good defense there by... And now a turnover there by the Knights. I'm not sure what happened there. But good defense there by Caden Brent, the freshman. Caden Brent did an outstanding job defensively there for Dawson Boyd. Now, Carver Schwagel in. So two ninth graders on the floor right now for Dawson Boyd. 23-19, Schwagel with the ball. Over to number two, this is Halstead. Goes in the paint, pulls it back out to Liebel for a long three-pointer. Off the iron, no good. Big rebound there by Brody Nelson. Nelson with the rebound. The Blackjacks keep the ball. They throw it out. Here's Liebel, baseline jumper. Go in and out, no good. And then it goes out of bounds underneath the Blackjack basket. Last touch by the Knights. Boy, the Blackjacks cut it to two. They haven't scored, I think, in about 2 minutes. 23-15. Landon Malachek comes in for Brody Nelson. Brody Nelson, I didn't notice that. I don't know how I missed him. He's 6'7" for the Blackjacks. Blackjacks inbounded underneath their own basket. Halstead, one-handed shot. Good by Jackson. 4 points for Halstead. And it's 23-14. A lot of time left here in the first half. 10 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here is RTR High School in the first half. Knights with the ball, passing the ball around. Here's a Jens Drake for a long NBA three. That's off the back iron, rebounded by Halstead. Gunner has the basketball, goes across half court, kicks it over to Halstead. Halstead in the corner here to Caden Brent. And Liebel tried to hit Brent down low, and it was too high, and he threw it out of bounds. Too many turnovers here for Dawson Boyd in the first half. Got to cut the turnovers down. 23-17 Knights. Gavin Shears with the ball. Shears goes into the paint. Double team, kicks it back out to Wickman. And here's number 14. Underhand goes to the layup. Jens Drake. With the basket. Brent goes for the layup, and he's fouled out of bounds. Boy, Caden Brent, the freshman, explosive. Oh, he was not fouled. It was just knocked out of bounds by the Knights underneath the Blackjack basket. Blackjack inbounding the ball. They get it into Halstead. Here's Liebel for three from the corner. He's fouled. What are they going to call? Liebel shot a three. What are they going to call? They're going to call a foul on Dawson Boyd away from the play. on Landon Malachek. I didn't see that at all. Referee right below me here blew his whistle. Malachek away from the basketball where Lebo's on the other side of the court whistled for the foul. 25-17. Knights go down low. Shears goes to the basket. And Shears scores his 7 point of the game. And it's a 10-point lead. 27-17 with 8:56 to play. And the Knights, I think, are whistled for a foul. And Dawson Boyd will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Thanks for tuning in to Q92 tonight. Paul Ramo here in Tyler. 10-point lead for the Knights. Landon Keeman comes into the game along with Kale Tufto. So Keeman and Tufto, Hasted, Liebel, and Malachek on the floor for Dawson Boyd. Oh, nice pass from Liebel to Hasted, scores again. 6 points for Jackson. Nice inbound pass play from Gunnar Liebel to Hasted. And the 27-19. Here's a baseline shot. Good. Not a three-pointer. That was number 20 for RTR, Tyler Wickman. His first basket for Wickman. Back to a 10-point lead. Liebel drives the basket, puts it up and in. Nice drive to the basket there by Gunner. 2, 4, 6, 9. 10 points for Liebel. 29-21, Knights. Baseline drive, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Landon Keeman picks it. Then he loses it. Now we got a fumble. We got five guys on the floor. Looking like a football fumble there. And the possession arrow belongs with the Knights. Landon Keeman had the ball. And the Knights knocked it out of his hands and then he went for it. Knights possession. 8 point lead for the Knights. 8 minutes exactly. 8 minutes right now here in the first half. Gavin Shears with the ball, and then we got a foul on Dawson Boyd. No, a push off on the Knights. Shears. So the Blackjacks will get the basketball. 29-21 the score. Hasted comes out for a break. Back in Ace Larson. Ace Larson on the floor now. Ace is a big kid. Football season for the Blackjacks at linebacker. 29-21. Here comes Gunner. Gunner throws it in the corner. And a three-point shot put up. And it rattled in. That was by Kale Tufto. Rattled in and out. That ball was in the cylinder. Three-point attempt. And it's good by number 5, Lane Wickman. Lane Wickman hit a three-pointer, and it's 32-21, biggest lead of the night for the Knights. Liebel drives up the, in the middle and missed the layup, and a rebound by RTR's Lane Wickman, and he fell down, and he's whistled for a travel. So that's a turnover. Now the referee's talking things over here, and they're going to give the ball to the Blackjacks. Hasted comes in for Landon Keeman. 32-21. Gunner gets the basketball, throws it in to Ace Larson. The big guy goes to the hoop, missed a layup, fighting for the rebound. Still loose, and it's picked up there by Wickman, Lane Wickman. Now over to Shears. He goes to the basket, lays it off the glass. No good, rebounded by Larson. Here's Ace Larson, crossover dribble at midcourt. 32-21, Knights lead. Liebel kicks it in the corner. Larson for three, and that's off the rim. No good. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hasted, and it'll be Knight basketball. JV score tonight. RTR beat the Blackjacks by 1 point, 51-50. 32-21, varsity score here. Here's a long three-pointer by number 50, Jackson Kirkhart. And that's no good. Rolls off the rim, picked up by the Blackjacks. Blackjacks need to find some offense. Liebel, right in front of the ninth bench, dribbling the ball towards the center of the floor, pulls up at the free throw line, shoots and scores. 12 points for Gunnar Liebel. 32-23. Knights. Did the Blackjacks cause a turnover here? Oh, nice give and go to Kirkert. He missed it. Layup. Easy basket missed there by the Knights. Gunner pulls down the rebound. Now Gunner explodes to the basket. He's fouled. Boy, when Gunnar Liebel decided to go to the basket, look out. 32-23 Knights. Gunner's going to go to the free throw line. And we're going to have a timeout by RTR's head coach, Darren Gravely. And so we'll take a break with 5:58 to play in the first half. RTR 32, Dawson Boyd 23. We'll be right back.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Welcome back to Russell Tyler Ruthen. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're in the first half. Season opener for both teams. And the Knights have a 32-23 lead on the Blackjacks. Get some other scores. Let's see if we get some updates here. Lacapal Valley, they're up, taking on Border West. And Lacapal Valley, oops. My app isn't working, so we'll put that on hold right now. Gunnar Liebel at the free throw line off the timeout, and Gunnar just picked up his 13th point. 32-24, nice. Gunnar will get a second free throw. What a season he had last year. Nothing but net for Liebel. 14 for Liebel, he leads all scores. 32-25. The Knights with the ball. Here's Drake from the free throw line, drops it down. Good defense there by Liebel. Knocked the ball away. Turnover there. Here's Hasted. Tries baseline. Jackson goes to the basket and a foul before the shot by Jewel Drake on Hasted. That stops the clock with 5:37 to play in the first half. Kirkhart comes out for the Knights. Jens Drake back in. This is such a beautiful gymnasium. I love the large mural they have on the end of the basketball court here of Knights. And they got a lady Knight, too. Free throw by Hasted's good. 7 for Hasted. His first free throw. Jackson will go back to the second free throw here by the 6'4" junior, Jackson Hasted. And that one's off the rim, no good. Rebound there by Lane Wickman. And the Knights bring the ball up the floor. Wickman, a three-pointer by Nibby. Shot, hit the rim, no good. Rebounded, put up and in by Tyler Wickman. 34-26, an eight-point lead for RTR here in the first half. Coming up on 5 minutes to play before halftime. Jackson goes up the middle and scores. What a nice drive to the basket by Hasted. 34-28. And a quick three-pointer in for Gavin Shears. My goodness. Hasted again goes to the basket. He uses his left hand and scores. Hasted with 11 points. What a play by the junior. Hasted. Boy, he switched hands in midair. Looked like Michael Jordan. Acid will try to make it a three-point play. Big free throw here. And the free throw is good by Hasted. He's got 12. Gunner has 14. 37-29. Knights. See if the Blackjacks can cut into that lead more. And now Hasted with a reach-in foul on Shears at the top of the key. What a nice crowd here. A lot of Dawson Boyd fans here tonight. And the RTR side is pretty much full, too. I tell you what, folks. I look forward to coming here to RTR because they have the best caramel corn concession. In the concession stand, they have caramel corn. They pop it fresh. Caramel corn in the concession stand. It's awesome. Free throws missed. Gunner gets the rebound, leads number 10, Cale Tufto. Tough there by Dawson Boyd, 37-31. Oh, down low, he missed the shot. 37-31, it's a six-point lead with 4:22 to play. That's the first place I headed when I walked into the building here, is to the concession stand, because that is, it's hot caramel corn, popcorn. Just amazing. I think it's the only concession that does caramel popcorn. And everyone talks about it. Everyone has to have a bag. Free throw is missed by number 14, Jen Strake. So now the Blackjacks have a chance here, down by six with 4:15 to play. Liebel from the free throw line, jumper off the back iron. Rebounded there by Cale Tufto. He puts the shot up. Oh, no whistle. Should have been a foul there. Ball goes out of bounds. And who are they going to give the ball to? Now the referee's going to change their mind here. And they're going to give it to RTR. 37-31. Knights. Coach Corey Larson talking to the referee there. He doesn't like that reverse call there. Here we go. The Knights with the basketball. Tyler Wickman. And Ace Larson. Oh, no. Going to call a good defense by Ace Larson there. I think they're going to call the foul on Nibby. That was a 10th team foul on the Knights. Oh, Jen Strake with the foul. That's his third. So I don't know why they're not going to the free throw line, but they're going to inbound the ball here. Blackjacks are. Down by six. Liebel for three. Fouled shooting a three-pointer, I think. It was short, the three-pointer, but Gunner, yeah, he was fouled shooting the three-pointer. So Gunner's going to go to the free throw line, and Gunner will get three free throws. Down by six. If he makes all three, they'll be down by three, if my Madison High School math is correct. And there's your first free throw by Gunner. 15. Free throw number two coming for Gunner Liebel. 3:42 to play. Free throws up and nothing but net. Can he do it a third time? 37-33. Gunner will get his third free throw. Because he was shooting a three-pointer, you get three free throws. Only makes sense, right? Here we go, the third free throw. He's perfect. All three free throws, nothing but net for Gunner. 37-34. Gunner Liebel with three free throws. Boy, the Blackjacks need a stop here. The Knights with the ball. They kick it in the corner to Nibby. He'll dribble out of it. 3:20 to play in the first half. 37-34. Driving to the basket, and I think Hasted picked up the foul. Gavin Shears driving to the basket. Stopping the clock, 3:17 to play. And Shears go to the free throw line. That was Hasted's third personal foul, and he'll be coming out of the game. Free throw is missed by Shears. Landon Malachek comes in for Hasted. He's got to sit here now with three personal fouls with 3:17 to play before halftime. Second free throw here by the senior, Gavin Shears, and that's good. 38-34. It's a four-point lead for our RTR. Tonight, the Blackjacks bring the ball down the floor. Liebel over to Caden Brent. Back to Liebel. Gunner goes to the basket. Try to kiss it off the glass. No good. Rebounded by number 50, Kirkhart. Liebel knocks the ball away, but it goes right in the hands of Nibby. Here's a three-pointer by Lane Wickman. No good. Rebound to Liebel. He's looking up the floor. Liebel's going back behind the back. Shot up. No good. Gets his rebound. He's fouled. What a play by Gunner Liebel. He did a behind-the-back layup. Oh, my goodness. Liebel was fouled by Kirkhart, his second, so Gunner's back to the free throw line, down by four. Gunner has the basketball. Free throw's up and good. 18 points for Liebel. He'll try to make it 19 with his second free throw. On its way, he missed it. Oh, it's rebounded by Ace Larson. His shot's no good. And it's rebounded by Tyler Wickman. 38-35, folks. 38-35. RTR with the lead and the ball. And the number five drives right up the middle. Lane Wickman with his fifth point. 40-35. 2:18 to go. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. There goes Gunner to the basket. He makes it. 20 big points in the first half for Gunner Liebel. 40-37. Knights with a three-point lead. Boy, the Blackjacks need a stop here. Kirkhart to Nibby. Nibby with the ball in the corner. Dribbles out. Shot clock to 15. Nibby for a long three. Oh, my goodness. Nothing but net from NBA range. Big basket there for the Knights as we're wrapping up the first half. 43-37. Blackjack.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212, Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212, Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
Pyrrhus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Pyrrhus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Pyrrhus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Pyrrhus and apply online at PyrrhusFoods.com. Pyrrhus, safe people, safe food.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to RTR. We just ended the first half. Sorry about it. Got knocked off the air there. Some technical difficulties, but we're back on. And the buzzer just sounded to end the half. And the RTR Knights leading at the half, 47-43. And, wow. Apologize for that. For some reason, we got disconnected with our line, so we're back up and running again. What a first half for Dawson Boyd. We'll have our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up here shortly. Gunnar Lebo has 20 points. Jackson Hasted 12 to lead Dawson Boyd. And I'll total up the RTR's first half points here in a little bit. So halftime here at RTR High School. The Knights lead the Blackjacks 47-43 at the half. We'll take a break and be right back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica, the holidays are here.
They sure are, Paul Ramel, and I'm going to be known for the holidays. I'm filling up with sweaters and boots and jackets and coats, and you name it for winter, I have it. Come on, have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. Sign up for a free gift certificate during the holidays, and also I have a free gift with purchase. I will be open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo here and Tyler tonight at Russell Tyler Ruthin High School. A non-conference game, and right now at the half, it's a four-point lead for Russell Tyler Ruthin, 47-43. Let's go through the scoring for the RTR Knights. Lane Wickman with 5 points. How about Nibby? Braden Nibby, a junior, off the bench with 10. Colton Thompson with 5. Tyler Wickman with 4. Jens Drake with 2. Jewel Drake with 5. And your leading scorer is their point guard, Gavin Shears, with 11 points. For Dawson Boyd in the first half, Cale Tufto with a bucket, Landon Melichek with a bucket, Ace Larson with 3 points. He had a three-pointer early on in the game. Jackson Hasted with 12 points. He's in foul trouble. Jackson has three fouls. Had to sit out the last couple minutes of the first half. But what a first half for Gunnar Liebel. Gunnar with 24 points in the first half. He was fouled shooting the three-pointer, and he made all three free throws. Nothing but net, I should say. So that's where we stand, 47-43, Knights in the season opener here. Other boys' basketball scores. Up in Graceville, in the new gymnasium up there, La Capal Valley, down by five with 2 minutes left in the first quarter, or first half, to Border West, 30-25. Border West 30, La Capal Valley 25. Lakeview leading Red Rock Central, 41-35 at the half. That's in at Lakeview High School. And at Sleepy Eye St. Mary's, they lead McCray 57-45 with 8 minutes left before halftime. That's your boys' basketball tonight. Tomorrow night, I'll be out at La Capal Valley when the Montevideo Thunderhawks take on the La Capal Valley boys. Of course, Montevideo making the state tournament last year. What a run they had. And most of the players back. And we'll see how the Eagles do against a very good Thunderhawk team. Looking forward to see La Capal Valley play tomorrow night. Then Thursday, I'll be up in Ortonville, La Capal Valley girls. They'll be taking on the Trojans. That's our broadcast schedule for this week here on Q92. So that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Once again, it's a four-point lead for the Knights here at the half. 47-43. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates. Or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindacroofing.com.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320
289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minneota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minneota. City Hall Bar and Grill in Minneota, offering catering services. That's right. Contact Paul or Troy to help you plan and prepare for your next gathering. City Hall is offering special event food and drink services. Prices and menu ideas available upon request. So give Troy or Paul a call today or stop in at City Hall Bar and Grill in Minneota. On the inside of her. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Welcome back to Russell Tyler Ruthen High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're going to get the second half underway. 18 minutes up on the scoreboard. Nice crowd here tonight for this season opener between Dawson Boyd and Russell Tyler Ruthen. Right now, the Knights, to start the second half, they'll get the possession, and they have a four-point lead on the Blackjacks. Starting five back out there for Dawson Boyd, Ace Larson, Hasted, Liebel, Cale Tufto, and Malachek. Inbound pass belong to the Knights. They have the ball, and they go right to the basket. Good defense there by Hasted. The shot put up and in by number two, Kevin Shears. Or four, that was four, excuse me. There goes Liebel to the basket with a left-handed layup, and he's fouled, and Gunner's going back to the free throw line. Gunner has 7 of his 24 points have come from the free throw line in the first half for Liebel. And he'll try to add to that. 49-43, free throws up and in for Gunner. Gives him 25 points on the night. And we're just underway here in the second half. 49-44, can Gunner make it 49-45? And he does. 49-40, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think they're taking that point away. A foul on Dawson Boyd on half. Oh, no, on number one, Landon Malachek in the lane. No, they didn't take the point away. They gave it to him, 49-45, but Malachek with the foul. So it's a four-point lead. Nice go down low. Easy basket by Colton Thompson. He's got 7. Larson. Now, full court press, and the Knights steal the ball. A full court press. Now, Larson knocks Gavin Shears down, and Ace Larson will pick up the foul. Boy, a quick full court press there by the Knights. They got the turnover. 51-45. Drake inbounds the ball. Here's Thompson. Down low, a three-pointer by Wickman. No good. And, oh, the Knights get the rebound. And they'll back it up and start the offense over. Just underway here in the second half. Good competitive basketball game. And Thompson lost the ball. He regained it, got it back, and he laid it up and in for a basket. Thompson with 9 points for RTR. and it's 53-45. Hasted tried to go down low to Malachek. The ball's in the paint on the floor, and we got a jump ball, and the possession arrow belongs with Dawson Boyd. It was 47-43 at the half. Right now it's 53-45 RTR. Blackjacks inbound it, and a three-point shot from the corner, no good by Ace Larson. Liebel with the rebound, his shot up and no good, and it goes out of bounds, and who's going to have the basketball? The Blackjacks are. They're going to inbound it underneath their own basket. Liebel gets it into Larson. To Hasted, back to Gunner, in the paint, one-handed shot, missed it. Ball goes out of bounds. Ooh, last touch by the Blackjacks, so the Knights will get the basketball. We haven't even played 2 minutes of the first second half. And here come the Knights with the ball, and they have that 53-45 lead on Dawson Boyd, the defending state champions. Oh, somebody took a charge. Oh, Ace Larson took a charge. What a play by Ace Larson. Hell, held his ground, and Gavin Shears ran right over him. That's the way to take the charge there, Ace. Tough get. Blackjacks get the ball. Little four-court press again. Liebel breaks it easily. Goes in the paint, kicks it in the corner. Here's a three-pointer. Good by Kale Tufto. Kale Tufto in the corner for three. Big, big basket. Now the Knights, number four, Jewel Drake, drove up the middle. He was followed by a Blackjack. Nice three-pointer there by Tufto. 53-48. The foul was on Hasted, his fourth. Oh, my. And the free throw is no good by Drake. Here comes Hasted out of the game. He's going to sit for probably the remainder of the second half with four personal fouls on Hasted. Second free throw here by Drake, and that's good. He's got 8 points, 54-48. Liebel, crossover dribble, goes in the paint. Tried to bank it in, can't, missed it. Rebounded there by number 20, Wickman. Here's a three-pointer, and it's good by Colton Thompson. Three-pointer by Thompson. Liebel, here's Tufto. Liebel hits the floor, a charge. An offensive foul on Gunner Liebel, taking the charge, was the senior Jens Drake in the paint. Liebel's going to the basket. Drake held his ground and drew the charge. Liebel is second foul. Under 15 minutes to play in the ball game. 57-48. Another three-point attempt by RTR. No good. Rebounded there by Kale Tufto. Tufto brings the ball across midcourt. Now to Liebel. Gunner. Top of the key. Ace Larson. Larson goes to the basket. Shot up. No good. Malachek with the putback. Malachek with the putback. He's calling a timeout. We'll take a commercial break. It's a 7-point lead for RTR. 57-50. We'll be back after this.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. You can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
Kale Tufto coming out of commercial break just hit another three-pointer for Dawson Boyd. 57-53. Tufto with back-to-back threes for the Blackjacks. Here's a short jumper, no good. Rebounded by Dawson Boyd's Caden Brent. Brent up to Ace Larson. The Lebo for three. Oh, missed badly. Rebounded there by Wickman. 57-53, 13:40 to play here in the basketball game. Tufto. Good defense by Tufto. Two big three-pointers by Tufto. Here's Nibby for RTR. They're leading 57-53, and we're going to have a foul on Dawson Boyd. You're right in front of the Knight bench. Pretty competitive ball game. You know, I don't think the Blackjacks ever led in the ball game. They're down here by four. They need a turnover. Knights with the basketball. Lane Wickman with the ball to Nibby. Now they throw it over. Here's a three-pointer from the corner. No good. Rebounded there by number 40, Thompson. And he throws it, swatted out of bounds. Blocked by Malachek. Malachek with a tremendous block on number 40, Thompson. Cale Tufto comes out for a break. In is number 4, Carver Schwagel. 57-53. Knights with the ball and their 4-point lead. Here's a 3-pointer by Drake. Jewel Drake with a big three. 60-53. Blackjack. Here's a 3-pointer by Carver Schwagel. And it hits the rim, no good. Rebound by the Knights. Jewel Drake with the ball. He just hit a 3-pointer for the Knights. They go in the Nibby. Back to Drake. Another 3-point attempt. Missed it. Rebounded by number 14. They kick it out. Knights Nibby with a 3 from the top of the key. 13 points for Nibby. And it's back to a 10-point lead for RTR. 63-53. Liebel in the paint. Kicks it in the corner. Here's Ace Larson for 3. Good! Ace Larson in the corner with a second 3-pointer of the game. 63-56. Knights leading 12 minutes exactly to play in the ball game. Nibby in the corner right below me here. Oh, almost stolen there by Schwagel. Here's a 3-pointer that rattled in. No good. Malachek with the rebound. Liebel hits it over to Larson. Ace brings it across midcourt. 63-56. Liebel puts up a fadeaway jumper. Good for Liebel. 27 points for Gunnar Liebel. 63-58. And Malachek with another block underneath. The second monster block there by Landon Malachek. Malachek, 6'6". 63-58 Knights. Call a friend. Boy, we're going down to the wire on this one. Ooh, they called a foul on Malachek. Ooh, I didn't see that. Here's the free throw. My goodness, that looked clean to me. Colton Thompson missed his free throw. Wow, that looked like a clean block. I had a good view of that. It was right below me here. Second free throw by Colton Thompson. And that one's good. 13 for Thompson. That makes the score 63-58. Blackjacks will get the ball. Ace Larson. Remember, Halstead is on the bench with 4 personal fouls. Here's Ace Larson with the ball. Now over to number 5, Caden Brent. Liebel, jump shot from the free throw line, off the back rim, no good. And grabbing the rebound is Colton Thompson for RTR. 63-58, Knights lead the Blackjacks in this first season opener here in Tyler. And another block by Malachek. Larson gets the ball. He gets it taken away from him. And going in and scoring is Thompson. 65-58. Larson with the ball. Here's Liebel. Spin move, turnaround jumper. Good, nothing but net. I tell you what, Gunnar Liebel is unbelievable to watch. He's so much fun to watch. Timeout by RTR. It's a full timeout. It's a 5-point lead for the Knights. 65-60. We'll be back with more basketball right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Paul Ramo back here at Russell Tyler Ruthen High School on this Monday night. Hey, Blackjacks just can't seem to get over the hump. They cut it to 3, they cut it to 5. But just the Knights do a good job there. Timeout's over, 65-60, RTR leading. With 10:33 to go, timeout's over. Knights with the basketball. Here we go, folks. Buckle up. 10 minutes to play. Oh, a turnover. Nice job by Label. He knocked the ball out of the Knights. Fast break for Dawson Boyd. Layup missed. And they're going for the rebound, and I think it's a foul on RTR. Hey, hats off to the Dawson Boyd student section. They are here in big numbers tonight. Let's see, that foul is on number 32, Shrunk, to the free throw line for Dawson Boyd. Caden Brent, his free throws missed. 65-60. Knights with a 5-point lead. Brent's second free throw is good. That's his first point of the ball game. It's a 4-point lead, 65-61. Ooh, zone defense here by the Blackjacks after the timeout. They switched to a zone. The Knights, here's a three-pointer for the big guy, Kirkert, and it's no good. Rebounded by the Blackjacks. Oh, they're down by 4. Big opportunity here for Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks with the ball, going to the basket. Brent lays it up. No good. Rebounded by Nibby. Nibby's off and running for RTR. And now you hold it up. The Knights with the possession. Here's a three-pointer by Wickman. No good. Big rebound by Malachek. He's skyped. Oh, fast break. Layup. Good. Schlegel with the layup. Tupto with the pass. And it's 65-63, folks. 2-point lead with 9:13 to play. Turnover, Liebel goes in for the layup, scores! Gunnar Liebel! Oh, what a steal and a layup. We're tied 65-65, and a timeout by Darren Gravely, the head coach. Whoa, 65-65. We'll take a break. Don't go away. Text a friend. Tell them to turn to 92.1 FM. We'll be right back.
Are you confused about health insurance?
I am. But what can I do about it?
Talk to Mom. She can handle those tough questions.
Talk to Mom?
Yes, she owns a health insurance agency in Dawson.
Girls, what are you two talking about?
We need help. We do not understand how our policy works.
Girls, I don't think you need to worry about health insurance right now. But for those that feel overwhelmed, I can help you. I own Celtic Insurance Services. I have over 10 years of experience and would love the opportunity to talk to you about your individual, group, and senior health care needs. Stop by the office located in downtown Dawson or give me a call at 320-769-2000.
We're back. Timeout's over. Here's a shot put up by RTR. No good. Hey, the Blackjacks have the ball. We're tied 65-65. Label goes in for the layup. He's fouled. He made the basket, but it's not going to count. He was fouled before the shot. Folks, Blackjacks have tied it up. They've been close the whole game. Down by two, down by five, down by seven. And finally tied it up. Now can they take the lead? They have the possession. Liebel inbounds the ball. Here's Schwagel with the ball. Down the Tufto, or Brent, to Liebel, top of the key. Here's Ace Larson for three, and the lead, no, it won't go. Rebounded by Tyler Wickman. Blackjacks had the opportunity there, just couldn't pull it down. Knights with the ball. 65-65, long three-pointer by the Knights. No good, and Knights, pushed down. Cale Tufto was pushed down hard by Colton Thompson. And they're going to call the foul on Thompson, his third. Jackson Hasted still on the bench for Dawson Boyd with four personal fouls. So now the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks will get the basketball. Coming up on 8 minutes to play, a lot of time left. 65-65. Liebel all the way across court. Dangerous pass. Brent with the ball. Liebel. Larson gives the screen to Liebel. Gunner goes in and lays it up and in. 34 points for Liebel. The Blackjacks have the lead. 67-65. Shot put up underneath. No good. Dawson Boyd with the basketball. Here come the Blackjacks with their two-point lead. Dawson Boyd with the ball. They go down low to Larson. He loses it. The Knights get it back, and we got a foul at midcourt. Might be on Liebel. Hey, the Blackjacks get the lead for the first time tonight. 67-65. What a game for Gunnar Liebel. 34 points for Liebel. Okay. Malachek comes back into the game for Dawson Boyd. And Caden Brent, the freshman, with a nice hand as he comes out. The foul was on Liebel, his third. So RTR is going to send number 14, Jens Drake, to the free throw line. His free throw is no good, and Drake gets his own rebound from the free throw line. Somebody didn't box out there. Now a three-pointer by Drake, and that's no good. Here's Liebel with the ball. He's going down the court. Loses it. Drake gets it back. Oh, we got everybody on the floor. And a foul. And the Dawson Boyd fans are irate. They wanted to travel on RTR. And Coach Larson does too. And they're not going to see what they're going to call here. Now both teams going to the benches. And there's a timeout. Not sure what they called, but we got a timeout on the floor, so we'll take a commercial break. The Blackjacks have a two-point lead, 67-65 with 7:11 to play. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 325-987-5536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Paul Ramo back here at RTR High School. Right now it's a two-point lead for the Dawson Boys Blackjack, 67-65. Got a lot of time left, though, folks. 7 minutes and 11 seconds. What a game for Gunnar Liebel. 34 of the 67 points belong to Liebel. Here we go. The Knights, after the timeout, have the ball. They go down low to Liebel, or to Nibby. Now out to Wickman. This is Lane Wickman. Two Wickmans on the roster for the Knights. Passing the ball around the perimeter. Here's a three-pointer by Lane Wickman that missed everything. Rebounded by Ace Larson. Ace is on the floor a lot because Hasted's on the bench with four personal fouls. Ooh, now a foul on RTR. Lebo's dribbling the ball. I think Lane Wickman was called for his third personal foul. He was. So the Blackjacks will inbound the ball on their side of the court. Leading by 2 points, 67-65. Here's Ace Larson to Lebo. Lebo dribbles into the paint, pulls up for a jump shot. 36 points for Lebo. And a whistle and a foul on Dawson Boyd. They're going to count the basket? I'm not sure who the foul was on. Oh, it was on Malachek, his fourth. I think they're going to keep the basket. They're going to count the basket. Now the referees get together here at midcourt. Yep, they're going to count the basket, but the foul was on Malachek. And we're going to go to the other end here and shoot some free throws. RTR's Jens Drake, the senior, at the free throw line. That was Malachek's fourth personal foul. Free throw missed, rebounded by Malachek. Here's Ace Larson. Now to number four, Schwagel. Here's a three-pointer by Tufto, and it won't go. Drake with the rebound, and Tufto, or Schwagel, reaches in for a foul. 69-65, Dawson Boyd leading the Knights here. The Knights have only scored 2 points in the last 4.5 minutes. Wow. Free throw's up, and that's missed. And again, the free thrower gets the rebound. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good. Boy, the Knights can't hit anything. Another rebound by Malachek. Liebel to Malachek. In the corner, it goes to Tufto. Here's Liebel from NBA range. Three-pointer, no good. And the Knights pick up the rebound. Tyler Wickman with the basketball. They're down by four. The Knights have not scored. Let me do my math again. Here's a short jumper, no good. Another rebound by Malachek. Trying to quickly look at my notes here. Here's late Larson. Liebel for three from the corner, no good. Malachek with the rebound, and now the Blackjacks keep the ball at Tufto. Here's Hasted back in the game. Hasted scores. Big basket there for Hasted. Now the ball's loose. Stolen there by Tufto. Here's Hasted with the ball. It's all Dawson Boyd basketball right now. 71-65, coming up on 5 minutes to play in the game. Hasted, turnaround shot, good. 16 for Hasted. 73-65. What a drought, scoring drought here by RTR, but give credit to the Blackjack defense. They are hustling, they're in their jerseys here in the second half. Here's a three-pointer, no good again. And again, Hasted picks up the rebound. And a reach-in foul by Nibby on Hasted. That gives me time to look at my stats here. It was 63-53 with 11 minutes and 50 seconds to play. And so they have not scored a basket, 11-4, over seven minutes, RTR has not scored a basket. Hasted at the free throw. I remember Jackson's playing with four personal fouls. Free throw's no good. Rebound by Ace Larson. Blackjacks keep possession. Boy, they are just out hustling RTR right now. Hasted goes to the basket, kicks it out to Tufto. Hasted with the ball in the paint. Back to Tufto for three, and that's off the mark, way off, and it goes out of bounds. What a second half here for Dawson Boyd, offensively and defensively. Not over yet. 4:12 to play. They go down low to number 40. Kicked in the corner. Here's a three-pointer. That's missed. Rebounded by RTR. Kicks it up in a foul on Liebel, I believe, at the top of the key. Thompson had the ball. Drake had the ball. And that was Gunner's fourth personal foul. So we got Hasted with four fouls. Liebel with four fouls. A lot of time left. 4:01 to play. 73-65. Dawson Boyd leading the Knights. And at the free throw line is number four, Drake. Let's see if he breaks that drought. And he does. Jewel Drake with 12 points. And that was at the 4:01 mark. So 11:59 to 4:01. Second free throw is good. Timeout on the floor by RTR, their last. We'll take a commercial break with 4:01 to play. It's Dawson Boyd 73, RTR 67. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. WOW Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by WOW Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Paul Ramo back here at RTR High School. Dawson Boyd leading RTR 73-67. The Blackjacks have outscored the Knights here in the second half, 30-20. But the Knights, as I mentioned, just went 8 minutes without scoring a basket. Here we go. Timeout's over. No more timeouts left for the Knights. Blackjacks with the basketball. Here's Hasted. And going in and laying it up, no good, is number five. That was Caden Brent. And the Blackjacks with the basketball. Knights put up a shot. No good, goes out of bounds. It's going to be Blackjack ball. Dawson Boyd basketball. I'd like to welcome everybody listening online. Appreciate that. And listening on 92.1 FM. 73-67, Dawson Boyd. Season opener here, the defending state champions. Team looks a lot different this year, but what the grit here in the second half. Liebel with the ball, goes to the basket. Underhand, it's Ace Larson. Now Liebel on the right wing. Back to Larson, wide open for a three. Ace decides not to take it. 3:08 to play. Shot clock under 10. Liebel puts up a long three, missed everything, goes out of bounds. and Gunner wants that one back. 73-67. Blackjacks with the lead. Malachek comes back into the game. 36 points for Liebel in the ball game. Here come the Knights down the floor. Knights with the ball. They go down low to number 40. Shot up. No good. Good job by Malachek again. Oh, he's playing great here in the second half. Malachek, 6'6". Liebel, back to Halstead, goes to the basket, scores! 18 for Halstead in foul trouble. 75-67. Nibby, 2 minutes and 19 seconds to go. Shot from the free throw line, and that bounces in, luckily, for Thompson. He's got 17. 75-69 coming up on 2 minutes. Here's Ace Larson. Blackjacks Halstead, top of the key, down low to Malachek. Off the glass, he missed it. And here come the Knights trying to cut into this Blackjack lead. Here's a Shears goes to the basket. He's fouled by Malachek, and that might be number 5 for Landon. It is. Landon Malachek has fouled out of the game with a minute 49 to play. What a tremendous job he did. He's getting a standing ovation from the Blackjack fans here. And getting a pat on the back from Corey Larson. All right, some big free throws here for RTR. They're down 75-69, just a minute 49 to play. At the free throw line is number 2. Gavin Shears, and he makes the free throw. That's his first point. He had 11 points in the first half, Shears did. That's his first point in the second half. 75-70. Second free throw's no good. Rebounded by the Knights. They keep possession. It's a 5-point lead. Here's a 3-pointer. No good. Larson with the rebound. Big collision there. No whistle. Now Liebel is fouled, I think. Tyler Wickman. And Liebel go to the free throw line. Wickman with the foul. Blackjacks lead by 5 points. 75-70 with a minute 38 to play. And Gunner's going to the free throw line. 36 points. Liebel's free throw's nothing but net. He's done a fantastic job from the line of scrimmage. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points from the free throw line. Make that 11. He's got to get him 40. Let's get him 40 points tonight. He's got 39 for Liebel. 39 for Liebel. Knights with the ball. A minute 25 to play. Picked off by Halstead. And the Blackjacks have the ball. Larson back to Halstead. Boy, Jackson playing very aggressive. They kick it in the corner. Liebel for 3. Missed it. Rebound Larson. Here's a 3-pointer put up there by Kopto. That's no good. We got a minute left to play. 1 minute. 77-70. 3-pointer by Shears. Good. No timeout. For RTR, 77-73. Here's the Blackjacks with the ball. Kopto to Liebel. Get the ball in Liebel's hands. Kopto on the right wing. 39 seconds. 21 on the shot clock. And Halstead with the ball. Goes to the basket. Lays it up. Missed it. And Larson gets the board. Blackjacks keep possession. 25 seconds to play. 77-73, and Larson is hammered hard with a made. Oh my goodness, that was a hard foul. RTR's Colton Thompson just smoked Ace Larson down low, stopping the clock at 19 seconds. The Blackjacks have a 77-73 lead, a four-point lead, and Ace Larson with some big free throws with 19 seconds to go. Larson's free throw is no good. He'll get a second. These are big free throws here. Second free throw for Ace Larson. Try to make it a five-point lead. It's on its way. It's no good. Rebounded there by Thompson from Archiot. 15 seconds. Knight has to put up a shot. Wickman does. No good. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Another three-pointer by the Knights. That's no good. 5 seconds. Rebounded by Hasted. And the Blackjacks with 4.9 on the clock. The Blackjack fans come to their feet. And looks like Hasted's going to go to the free throw line. I got him for 18, Hasted. Free throw coming here. On its way, good. What a game for Hasted. 15, 14, 16, 18. I got a little different score than the scoreboard does. Here's the second free throw by Hasted. Good. All right. Knight's going to just let the Blackjacks aren't even going to defend. And here comes the timeout. And they're going to count that one. I think they are. 79-76. Dawson Boyd wins it. Big win for Dawson Boyd. Huge win for the Blackjacks. They struggled, but they came through at the second half. Great play, great defense. Great defense there by the Blackjacks in the second half. Wow. We will take a couple-minute break. I got to put my pen to work here. We'll come up with some players of the game, the play of the game, and come back with the Neon Needles post-game show after this.
Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000. An average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did. Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Lackbarrel Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 Sports Booster.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back, everybody, to RTR High School. What a second half for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. They defeat RTR tonight 79-76. Wow, huh? They all scored the Knights in the second half, 43-29. Amazing second half there for Dawson Boyd. 79-76 win. Let's go through the scoring. Gavin Shears, kind of balanced scoring for the Knights. Shears with 15. He had 11 in the first half and just ended up with 4 in the second half. Jewel Drake with 12 points. Jen Drake with 2 points. Wickman, Tyler with 4. Colton Thompson with 17. Nibby off the bench with 13. Lane Wickman with 5. And that's your scoring for RTR. For Dawson Boyd, quite a few players got in the scoring column tonight for the Blackjacks. Swagel with a bucket. Brent with a free throw. Nice job by Cale Tufto in the second half. He hit back-to-back threes. It kind of sparked the Blackjacks there. He ended up with 8 points. Tufto did. Malachek played a great second half. He only had 4 points, but man, his presence, his height, his presence, a number of blocks and a number of big rebounds there in the second half for Landon Malachek. Ace Larson had 2 three-pointers game, 1 in the first half, 1 in the second half. He ended up with 6 points, but he took a monster charge in the first half. Played good defense. He played most of the second half, Larson did, because Halstead was on the bench with 4 personal fouls. But I tell you what, when Jackson came off the bench, maybe with about 4 minutes to play in the game, wow, he turned it on. He turned it up a notch. 18 points for Halstead. And the scoreboard says different tonight. Got Gunnar Liebel. He leads the Blackjacks again for 39 points. Might have missed a point, but the scoreboard had 38. Gunnar joins me right now. Congratulations, Gunnar.
Thank you.
You made it up. You found it up here. Found the way up here, huh?
I had to ask them, RTR guys, how to get up here.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Wow, what a game you had, and what a comeback. What a great defensive half, second half for you guys. Talk about the game here.
Well, it started off, we tried a little man-to-man, and they were beating us on that. They were knocking down shots in the first half. They made 6 three-pointers, and then that second half, at halftime, really just what came down to was getting stops and rebounds and completing it on the other end, and in the second half, we did that.
Yeah, you did. You had a heck of a game. I got you for 24 in the first half. Scoreboard has a different. I mean, I don't know if I had you for 39. I was cheering. You need one more point. You got to have 40. You'll hit 40 this year. I guarantee you that. Tremendous effort by you guys, especially the younger guys. Tough throwing them. Talk about your young. This is a kind of a totally different team than last year. Right?
I know it's totally different. I mean, in the off season, them guys they put in a lot of work. All of them play basketball 9 months out of the year. And for their first game, I remember my first varsity game, I was really nervous, and I thought they came out and played pretty well.
Yeah, that was Cale Tupto, and Brent's a freshman, Schwagel's a freshman.
Mm-hmm, yep, they came out and hit some big shots just down the stretch.
Yeah, got pretty physical too, didn't it?
Yeah, it got, yep.
Wow. Well, you're a Neonito Subway player of the game. You got the first game under the belt. You feel like you have a target on your back? Gunner?
A little bit. I can feel that.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first game of the season, you got, you know, I thought that was a heck of a game.
Oh, yeah, it was very fun to play in.
Oh, yeah. Ace Larson took a charge right down here. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was a monster charge. Some big plays in the game there. You do a great job in the paint. You'd like to shoot more three-pointers, though?
Whenever I get the ball in the hoop.
Talk about Malachek's play tonight, the second half.
Yeah, he came in big, he had some nice blocks, and he got some rebounds for us. That came in really big.
Yep. Then I almost 8 minutes without RTR scoring. They had 63 points with 11 minutes to play, and they had 65 with 8 minutes to play, and 66. So 3 points in just about 9 minutes to play.
Yeah.
Did you realize that at the time or not?
A little bit. When we slapped on that zone, they really didn't know what to do with it. Then Gravity had to call that timeout.
Yep. I noticed that, too. When you switched the zone, everything kind of changed, mm-hmm, I think.
Yep. Kind of slowed down the pace of the game a little bit and kind of got them out of their comfort zone.
Are you excited about this year?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. You know, like I say, you're going to have a target on your back. It's a different team without Boyk and Yamlin there, right?
Yeah, big difference.
But I think you guys are going to do okay.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep.
All right, nice win, season opener win, 79-76. What do you got next, you know?
I think it's McCray.
Yeah, McCray. Yeah, they got beat tonight. They're down in Sleepy Eye, 74-65. And it's going to be another tough Camden Conference, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gunner, you get a T-shirt? I don't know, medium, large?
Large.
How many T-shirts you got now? You have to share them with your grandma and stuff like that, huh?
I got quite a few.
Okay. All right, let's snap a pick. I'll let you go here. Thanks, sir, for joining me on the postgame show.
I appreciate it.
And good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right. Gunner Liebel is our Neonito Subway player of the game. And Gunner probably gets his, I don't know, 10th T-shirt maybe, 5th T-shirt. Thanks, Gunner.
Thank you.
Yep. I want to say it's a long trip up here to the press area, so he had to find his way there. So Gunner Liebel's our player of the game. I got him for 39 points, folks. Halstead with 18 points. And Halstead played great, too. I mean, the second half. I mean, he sat on the bench the whole second half, Halstead did. And then he came back on the floor just with a few minutes to play, and, boy, did he contribute. And so did Malachek with his blocks and rebounds in that second half. Let's go through, we got to name a WOW Ottawash play of the game. I've got two of them. I jotted my notes down here. The charge that Ace Larson took in the first half, it happened right real close to me here, right below me here. I saw it happen, and he really took a charge. And that's one, our WOW Ottawash play of the game. And also Gunner Liebel's 3 free throws in a row when he was fouled shooting a three-pointer. I forgot to ask Gunner about that. He went to the free throw line. Of course, when you attempt to shoot a three-pointer, you get fouled. You get 3 free throws, and Gunner ripped the net. It was all net on all 3 free throws, and that is our WOW Ottawash play of the game as well. And we thank Brent Mosing for sponsoring the play of the game all season long here on Q92. And our Neonito Subway player of the game is Gunner Liebel. I got him for 39. I'm pretty sure I'm right. And scoreboard, I think, had him for 38. I just double-checked quickly here. Needed one more for 40. That would have been awesome. All right. tomorrow night. We'll be back on the air around 7:15. The Montevideo Thunderhawks come to Lacaparral Valley to take on the Eagles. The Eagles lost tonight in their season opener up in Graceville, 76-56 to Border West. Lakeview put up 94 points tonight as they beat Red Rock Central 94-56. And as I mentioned earlier, Sleepy Eye St. Mary's beat McRae 74-65. And that's your Camden Conference games tonight in boys basketball. And as I mentioned, tomorrow night, Montevideo at Lacaparral Valley should be a good one. And that will wrap things up here from Russell Tyler Ruthen High School. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. What a game it was tonight here in Tyler. And thanks to Phil back at the studio for running the board. And your final score, Dawson Boyd, the defending state champions, 79. Russell Tyler Ruthen, 76. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, Tylik, Lee Plains Tylik, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Lacaparral Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Lacaparral Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodnable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Lacaparral Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.